I think because it doesn't let you get the bulk of the root beer or the beer in your mouth. Because nobody wants to drink a glass full of froth. You know what I'm saying?
If you're having a carbonated beverage.
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't want like 5 inches of like head froth and then, oh, here comes the root beer.
Well, but when you get a beer like Guinness that's meant to be poured with the head, it is nice, that kind of creamy head that you get. But yeah, I mean, if you're talking about, you know, a Bud Light or a Corona or something like that, you don't want to have a nice big frothy.
Yeah, I just think it kills it. I just don't think it lets you get the liquid in the palate, in your mouth. And plus, for people like me with acid reflux,
yeah,
I'd rather not have all that froth on it, because then I end up burping that. Then I end up getting a bad taste when I really should be enjoying the taste of the root beer rather than thinking about, here comes another reflux attack.
And then you end up with a froth mustache and everybody makes fun of you. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole big faux pas that you can just pass up by having a less carbonated beverage.
Yeah, it's true. I never really thought of the whole mustache thing, but... You know, again, this is why we have different point of views here. All right. So do you want to try now just taking a sip of the water and then drinking Dad's again? So to do a little A-B test. All
right.
Because I want to see what you think now that you've gone from okay to great. Okay. So Jordan, just sip some water. I'm going to do that too. Because actually, if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it.
I almost feel like I'm in the dentist. I should turn and spit, but there's nothing to spit.
If you spit, you'll blow up about $2,000 worth of equipment. So right, I'd rather you did it.
I'll just swallow. We can leave it at that.
Yeah.
We have, you know, young listeners.
Yes, that's true. Okay.
You know, actually, I think that the Bundaberg sitting on my palate actually makes the Dad's taste a little better, because I feel like it powers through the aftertaste.
Really?
A little bit.
All right, I'm on. Give me that. I'm trying. All right, so this is the... All right, Dad's. Okay. Cheers, Dink. All right, here. I'm not saying you planted a suggestion in my mind or anything, but this actually tastes like the sugar mellowed out on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same thing. Like my wife and I, we go to a lot of wine tastings.
Uh-huh.
And you start off with a very strong, very full body wine, like a Pinot Noir. And
right.
It's biting, like the one we had last night at Scott's. And it was very full body, very dark, very pungent. And then... after a while, that pungency just sort of, it sort of levels out, all right? And when my wife and I go to wine tastings, we start off with the deal is they start you off with the driest thing going.
Right.
Drying meaning harsh tannins, bitter finish. And then what they do is they work your way to less dry, they work your way to semi-sweet, then to sweet, okay? So what happens is...
all staying within the reds?
Yeah, and then after the reds, you go on to the whites, you know.
Okay.
Because really, the reds are, the benefit of the reds is the antioxidants and the, you know, in the, because the grape leaves stay in the red. They take the leaves out, you have...
I thought it was the skin.
The skin, I meant the skin, okay. Right. The skins were all the tannins and the antioxidants, and that's why people are trying to do the reds, you know. But I like the white. Like, I'm a Riesling guy. But that's,
well, you're supposed to let reds mellow out and aerate for like 30 minutes.
Right, 15.
15?
15. I will say that because I went to a wine tasting and we asked the question, and the lady there seemed to be very knowledgeable. She looked it up and she said, you open up the wine, you let it air out for 15 minutes, I guess because it's been, you know, locked up for however long or on its side and not decanted or whatever. But anyway, not the point. The point is that once your palate, something hits your palate, it changes what your palate does. The next thing you have is, I think, affected, you know, especially with wines and stuff. I think once you start drinking, after a while, you can't have this discerning taste because I think your palate's been, I don't want to say blemished. What word am I looking for? Tainted?
Affected?
Affected, maybe.
Changed?
It's slightly altered, I would say. All right, but now that I'm drinking the Dad's, it almost tastes like... Dad's, but almost cut with Bundaberg.
Now, do you think it's the Bundaberg, or do you think it's because the Dad's been sitting here open now for,
well, they've both
5-10 minutes?
I don't think it matters, you know.
Because, well, the thing was that we did pour the Bundaberg into a glass, which would have allowed some of the CO2 to get out and kept the Dad's in the bottle.
But in that short amount of time?
I mean,
you could be right. I can't prove it or disprove it, but
we need we need Adam and Jamie from MythBusters to come in and figure out what the difference is here.
Yeah, or Alton Brown, he would know.
He would know.
Meanwhile, subjective or not, I'm just loving the Bundaberg.
It is delicious. And I mean, to go back to my great root beer store in the sky, I mean, I'd have to sit down with a Bundaberg in one hand, a Virgil's in the other, and really nitpick. But I do believe that the just overall flavoring, and as it, I just like how it mellows out without ever really getting overpowering or too carbonated or too licorice-y.
Yeah, it's balanced. It's definitely balanced. All right, so what we're going to have to do for you is we're going to have to get you a bottle of Bundaberg and a bottle of Virgil's, put them in the fridge, whatever, and just we'll see what you think next time. Because, listen, up until I had the Bundaberg, Virgil's was my favorite because I never had something fresh and natural without a bunch of corn syrup in it. Because my whole life, you know, my family's been buying soda, you know, like CNC, Shasta, and everything and all the stuff from the supermarket, which is like corn syrup Grand Central. But then when you find a root beer that doesn't have any of that and it just has a bunch of natural stuff, it's like you're going from commercial to organic. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, the thing is that in this day and age, whatever they can do to make it as cheap as possible, they do.
Well, that's where corn syrup comes in because sugar cane or refined one costs more than corn syrup. Corn syrup is a money saver. And, you know, unless you're a real snob like I am now about root beers, you go to a party or something, you're not going to really care. Oh, great, you got some mug. Oh, you got some A&W with the aged vanilla. Great, let's drink it. And it's not terrible. It's just not what this is.
Well, from a health standpoint, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what happens in the next, you know, 15, 20 years. Because even now they're starting to try to go back to sugar. And they do make certain Coke and Pepsi products with actual sugar in them rather than the refined, you know, high fructose corn syrup, because there are, I mean, obviously there's a study to prove everything for you, but there are studies coming out that it's not as healthy because obviously it's not real.
Which one, the corn syrup or the
corn syrup?
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, it's, I don't know. I, you know, corn syrup's in everything. It's in ketchup. It's in salad dressings. It's still goopy. It's still like a thick, goopy texture that you know, I have a different palate now, you know, in my 40s than I did when I was 12. You know what I mean? When I was 12, great, bring on the sugar. You know, I didn't even care what ingredients were in a salad dressing or you know, or ketchup. I was just like, I like it. You know, I got my burger, I loaded it up with ketchup. I didn't sit there and go, oh, high fructose corn syrup. Ooh, better not. Got to watch my diabetes, you know.
You'd be quite an interesting 12-year-old if you did that, though.
Yeah, it would be a little over the top, I would say, for a 12-year-old. All right, any final comments? Because we're going to bring our awesome blog to a close due to time constraints and limits on the internet.
Just I hope that everybody out there who wants to sit back, kick back on a warm summer day and enjoy some root beer, I hope they take this opportunity to expand their horizons a little bit and see what other roots and sarsaparilla-infused, magical, contained-in-bottle root beers there are, rather than just your normal A&W's, Barks, Stewart's, high-fructose corn syrup-infused.
Yeah, and I just don't want to say that was beautifully said, but I don't want to slam A&W. I don't want to slam mug. I'm not here to do that. I'm just here to tell you that there are different levels of flavor. There are different levels of expectation. There's different levels of personal taste. You know, you know, I could bring a kid in here for my class. I'll give him the A&W. I'll say, hey, this thing's got brand new aged vanilla. And the kid will drink it and go, this is amazing. Mainly because I planted those thoughts in his head about the brand new vanilla. Because they don't have discernible palates. When you get older, and you start trying to figure out all those nice little things in life, those little nuances, then you really start thinking, wow, you know, my palate has changed. But, so, disclaimer, I'm not slamming anyone, but being the, like I said, the food person that I am, I'm looking for quality now. I don't really care that you know, about a 2-liter bottle of something in plastic doesn't do it for me anymore. Life's short. I want to enjoy some really good gourmet root beer. All right. So, and
may everybody visit www.evanj31drum.com.
You're so good at that. I'm going to do, I'm going to take that sample. I think I'm going to put it on every blog.
Good. You know, you brought me out here. You gave me some root beer. The least I can do is shamelessly plug your blog.
I love that. You know, and you can Twitter it and anything else you want. So, final cheers. Thank you so much. You're an awesome cousin. Thank you for having me. And drink to that. And thank you all for listening.